The new normal. It's a phrase I've been hearing a lot lately to describe a life that would have been hard to imagine just 2 months ago, but which we are getting used to now. Having groceries and carry-out meals delivered right to our cars, if not our doorstep, the new normal. Wearing masks when we go out in public, the new normal. Doing church services and Bible study on digital platforms, the new normal. Meetings for work and social gatherings via Zoom, the new normal. When we first started using Zoom last month, Martha Montano titled her weekly gatherings for the youth group, the new normal. In our reading today, Jesus is preparing his disciples for a new normal. They have been through a lot in 6 weeks. Seeing Jesus arrested and crucified, wondering in terror what would happen to them, and then hearing that Jesus had risen, seeing Jesus, meeting with him, and spending time with him again. Luke writes that Jesus spent 40 days with the disciples after his resurrection, before coming to today's story. I wonder what Jesus told them in that time. Did he try to explain what would happen next, as he had tried to explain that he would die and be raised, but they simply did not understand? In the story, we find Jesus and his disciples on the Mount of Olives. But instead of disciples, Luke calls them apostles. Disciples means the ones who learn. These are the people who have traveled with Jesus for years, who have listened to him, shared meals with him, seen the way he interacts with people. The disciples have been the ones who learned the most from and about Jesus. But apostles means something different. The disciples are about to have everything change again. Jesus is going to leave them physically again, and this time, he's not going to come back in his physical body. Instead, Jesus is going to send his spirit to be with them, and he is going to send them out into the world. His disciples will become his apostles. But first, they stand here on the Mount of Olives, and they watch Jesus disappear into the sky. Luke gives us just the barest of details. Jesus is lifted up, and a cloud takes him out of their sight. The cloud is often used as a sign of the presence of God in the Bible, like the clouds at Mount Sinai, or the cloud from which God speaks at the Transfiguration. It signals a moment of mystery and the presence of God, something beyond the natural that is happening. And then Jesus is gone. And an angel comes and says to them, don't just stand there staring into the sky. Jesus is not there, but he will come again. And so the disciples do as Jesus told them to do. They return to Jerusalem, and there they pray and wait. They wait for the Holy Spirit, who will come just as Jesus had promised, and give them what they need to carry out the work that Jesus has given them to do. This week, I read a sermon that I found online by Episcopal priest Jim Frederick, and it includes a lovely story and an exploration of the ascension. Jim wrote, I read a story in the Christian Century magazine about a regional gathering of Lutherans that happened to fall on Ascension Day. The planning committee was trying to think of ideas for the liturgy, and someone suggested blowing out the paschal candle after the ascension story was read. The paschal candle, that's that big, tall candle that sits by the baptismal font. It is first lit at the Easter vigil, and a cantor sings, "The light of Christ," and everyone responds, "Thanks be to God." This great candle then burns as a symbol of the risen Christ at every liturgy throughout the 50 days of Easter, ending with Pentecost Sunday. To blow it out at the Ascension would certainly be dramatic, but to make such a literal representation, as if the Easter presence was somehow extinguished, would not only be a little depressing, but very misleading. Jesus did not vanish like smoke, never to return. He came again in the fire of the empowering Spirit. And in the meantime, in the space between Ascension and Pentecost, in that time of absence and waiting, which every believer knows all too well, there is room to discover the new ways that Christ is being manifested in our life together as the community and communion of God's friends. It may take time to recognize the way that Jesus will look the next time we see him. It may look like a homeless man pushing his carts down the sidewalk, or an exhausted mother carrying her baby. The victims of disaster and war and pandemic on our television screens, it may look like the face in the mirror, or the ragtag band sharing bread and wine on computer screens on a Sunday morning. It may look like the whole wide world. And so what did those Lutherans finally decide to do in that liturgy? The Paschal candle was indeed extinguished after the reading of the Ascension Gospel. But before that happened, just when the reader finished, a dancer entered, moving among the people with a collection of hand candles, lighting them one by one from the Paschal candle with and offering them to each of the worshipers. Once everyone had a lighted candle, the dancer bowed before the Paschal candle and put it out. The smoke rose up and disappeared into the air, but the room remained full of light. All those little flames flickered in the hands of the people. The light of Christ was not something they had watched disappear. The light of Christ was something that they themselves had become. They had become the room filled with God's superheroes. This, my friends, is the new normal that Jesus is giving to his newly minted apostles as they stand on that hill. Jesus has been with them physically, teaching, healing, reassuring, strengthening. Now his body is gone, but his presence, his Spirit is coming. And it will teach and heal and reassure and strengthen. It will give the apostles all that they need to go out into the world to spread the good news of the gospel to the ends of the earth. And you know what? This is the new normal for us as well. We too are given the Spirit of God to teach us, to heal us, to comfort us, and to strengthen us. We too are given the Holy Spirit to send us out into the world to love and serve and share the good news of the risen Christ, that God's love is stronger than hate, and that life in God is stronger than death. That is news the world needs to hear right now, my friends. It is life-changing, world-altering news. And so as we live in this new normal of physical distancing and masks and Zoom calls, let us also remember the Easter life that we have been given. Let us remember to share that good news, to give voice to the hope that is within us. Reach out with a phone call or a card, share what you have as you are able. Invite someone to join you in Zoom worship or share a meaningful Facebook post. Be the light of Christ, which has not gone away but lives in you and in me, in us together as the body of Christ in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.